Not a lot of everyone here, but I'm sure you'll, well, I might enjoy it. I don't know about the rest of you. Me and Karen's just been away on holiday for a week. It's been lovely. Nice little break. And we've only been quite close, not too far away on the East Coast. We stayed quite close to Filey. And we're called in at Scarborough and Bridlington and the places surrounding during the week. And while, like I say, while we were away, we called in at Bridlington. And we actually went there twice. But the first time, me being rather cautious with my money, I like to park as free as I can. So I tend to try and park on back streets. So, bearing in mind I hadn't been to Bridlington for a while with my own vehicle, so I was trying to remember some of the back streets we used to park in. And every street I seemed to turn down, it seemed to become more and more unfamiliar. And in the end, we gave up on the idea of parking free and ventured back onto a main road and actually paid for parking, which I'm not really into paying for parking. I think we pay enough for his cars, so we should be able to park where we want anyway. But we used that car park the following time as well, so I paid for it twice. But it did remind me, while we was in having this dilemma of parking, it reminded me of something that is important in each of our lives, and how easy it is for self or other things around us to influence us in our decision. Maps, signs, sat-nags, and like I say, even self. I'm not saying that the best parking spots are listed in Scripture, but that just depends on how you look at it, I suppose. But it did remind me of this Scripture, which I'm going to talk a little bit about on this morning, not too long, hopefully. Romans 8:14, it says, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." Again, while I was away, we called into a Christian bookshop that's in Filey, and I picked up this book. Of course, we've got a second-hand section and all their books are quite cheap there. So I picked up this book and I thought, oh, I'll have this book. And started reading it while I was in the caravan. And straight away, I came across a new word. And I like new words. And so, although I'm going to mention this word now, I'm not going to use it at all in the Scripture message or anything, but I just thought, I like that. But I'm not going to do that this morning. Now I've got to remember the word. Didactic. Now I'm not going to be didactic this morning. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a bit of advice. Now you might be thinking, well, what does didactic mean? Somebody obviously knows because they said, oh yes, but I'll leave you to look that up when you get home. But I'm not going to be didactic. Although my daughter, who I said, are you didactic sometimes? She says I'm using it in the wrong context, Dad. So, that, you know, I'm not that good with words. But I'm not going to be didactic. I'm going to give you a bit of advice. And I'm using the word advice regarding this particular scripture that I've read out to you. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Looking at the first letter in advice, bearing this scripture in mind, application. How often do we apply this to our life? Once, in accepting Christ, and that's the application of this scripture over with. Yearly, at Christmas, say. Weekly, daily, hourly. Might get a bit challenging for you now. Moment by moment. Is this single piece of scripture that important to our ongoing life? For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The next letter in advice, D. Dedication. It reminded me of something that used to be on TV when I was a child. It was done by John somebody or other. And his catchphrase, so to speak, was, dedication's all you need. If you want to be a record breaker. Yeah, that's another bit. Roy Castle, was it? He weren't John then. See, my memory is rubbish. But dedication, part of accepting God, Christ, Holy Spirit, and keeping them at the forefront of our individual lives. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Now, a good thing for when you are trying to find that parking spot is vision. And that just happens to be my next letter in advice, V, for vision. Not to be distracted by our surroundings. It's something which is so easily done. We can be going somewhere. We can just be doing something in our normal day-to-day lives. That quite easily we can be distracted. We can be drawn away from one of the most critical things in our lives. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The next letter is I in advice. Now I thought I could use that just individually as I. But then I thought, no, I want to use it as the word inspiration. Because our Father God, our Lord, our Christ, the Holy Spirit is the inspiration within each of our lives. He is that guide, that leader, that person to follow, that person to take hand in hand, that will put you in the right place. For the letter C, I'd like to use the word chosen, because that's how special each one of you are. That's why it says in this scripture, children of God, you are adopted. You are now part of the greater family, part of God's family. Chosen, how special are you? And finally, to end the word advice, is the letter E. And for the letter E, I've chosen a word that is not final at all. Eternal. Forever. Available with no subscription required. I've just bought a new sat nav, and amazingly enough, one of the functions on it is to give you parking locations, but I didn't use it. But the way they advertise this new sat nav that I've got is part of the thing when sat navs came out after so long, the map would require updating and you would need to subscribe to get a new map. But this particular sat nav that I've just purchased advertises no subscription required. Free map updates for life. In accepting Christ, we also have free map updates. Our guidance, our leadership, the way we are to follow God is completely free of charge. Eternal, forever available, no subscription required. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. That is the advice that I'm giving this morning. So if you ever do feel lost, not that you should, but it does happen. Sin can creep in our daily lives. It can affect our judgment. It can affect and influence our decision. The best parking spots for your life are available free of charge. The best parking spots might not be written just like that in Scripture, but they are there. When I was looking at that particular Scripture, that particular verse, I also looked at it in the Message translation. And I'd like to leave you with those few verses in the Message translation, although I've only picked out one verse, which was verse 14 of Romans 8. I'm going to read a few verses around that out of the Message Bible. And it says there, "But if God Himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of Him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. But for those of you who have welcomed Him, in whom He dwells, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourself experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, He'll do the same thing in you that He did in Jesus, bring you alive to Himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and He does, surely as He did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. With this Spirit living in you, your body will be as alive as Christ. So don't you see that we don't owe this old do-it-yourself life one red cent? There's nothing in it for us, nothing at all. The best thing to do is to give it a decent burial and get on with your new life. God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go." Just a little advice. God's best parking spots are available free of charge. The best leadership in your life through the Spirit of God, through knowing that you're a child of God. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Amen.